Welcome back to another episode of Reviews from the Clubhouse, as always brought to you by Clubhouse Films. We are your hosts, Chance McDuffie and...
Captain Crunch.
Wow. Mr. Crunch.
It's Captain.
Oh, excuse me.
You son of a bitch.
Captain.
Get it right. Captain.
Captain. Captain Crunch. It's my best Chekhov. Chekhov, Poblen Delivery.
I'm just going to let you roll.
Oh, okay. Well, don't do that.
Oh, okay.
I won't stop.
Hey, we're back after a little hiatus.
Yeah.
But... don't forget to check us out on social media.
Yes. And if you go to my social media, because I'm going to do this plug,
a
short film I worked on last year is out.
Oh, God.
Called Call the Shot. If you go to any of my social media accounts, it's tagged in the...
Oh, my God. Chance, I have to hear you talk about this fucking film one more time. I'm just kidding.
So excited.
It's really amazing.
No, it's crazy. I've actually had some people reach out to me and talk to me about my performance in a while. Like, they could actually like articulate to me what they liked about it, and not just my performance but the story and everything. I'm like, wow, I'm actually having like intelligent conversations about, you know, the shit that I've worked on.
Well,
which is new for me.
I want to talk about that more in depth right after the theme song.
Play that shit. All right. Christmas is over, thank God.
Hanukkah's done.
Kwanzaa was what? Yes, day after Christmas?
Yes, because we're recording on a Sunday. So, yes, it was yesterday. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
It had to have been. Yes.
It was my uncle's birthday, and today is my cousin's birthday.
It sounds terrible.
Oh, my God.
There's too many gifts.
Dude, there's like, I think... 12 birthdays this month for my family. It's fucking crazy.
I'd shoot myself. I'm gonna be honest with you. The only person I bought anything for was my wife.
Oh.
I don't know.
Can you see my nipples through this shirt? Go on.
Yes. But it's a little chilly in here. Yeah. You're okay. You're right by the window.
They're always hard.
I don't know. I've never, ever since. This is going to sound sad. I'm not going to say it. I'm just not a big Christmas guy.
Yeah.
I like being around family and everything like that. Like I said, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. But
cuz you get to like cook and stuff.
Yeah, and be around people and eat and just, you know.
You don't do that for Christmas or anything? Well, this year you didn't.
This year I didn't. But,
and why was that, Chance?
I'm not getting into this.
Oh,
it's a long embarrassing story.
A little bit. Chance fucked his face up.
Yeah, it's a long story.
He gave himself a black eye. I'll summarize. He gave himself a black eye. He scraped the fuck out of his face, and he was out of commish for about a week or so.
It was terrible. I was bedridden for at least 3 days.
Bedridden.
I fucked my knee up. My knee was really fucked. My knee was worse than my face.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It didn't stop bleeding for like 3 days.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. But you're here.
Yeah.
I almost had to find a new co-host. I was scrambling for a second.
Dude. I thought I broke my face. I've never been in so much pain in my fucking life. Anyway, all thanks to my dog.
That's right. But back to this film that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. It's called Call the Shot, directed by Dean Parker.
Yeah.
And it was great. We worked on it April last year. It's about a guy who tries to convince his bartender to help him commit suicide. It's about an 18-minute short film. Very philosophical, I think it's very relevant, especially with today, and it kind of touches on depression and mental health a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's mainly what drew me to it, just because, I mean, it's all in one location. It's two people in a room talking for 18 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh.
It was really good. So if you have the chance, which is your name.
How ironic.
If you have the time.
There you go. I like that better.
Make sure you check out the film. I believe you can find it on YouTube and Vimeo.
Vimeo.
Okay. It's well worth it.
Yeah.
And you get to see Chance in all his glory.
It's pretty all right. I've watched it once.
It's amazing.
Oh,
you watched it twice.
I guess it was twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
What's Dean's next thing? Is he said?
I have no idea.
Okay.
He's curious. He's out in California.
Is he?
And they're like locked down. Yeah. He went there. He graduated a year ago.
Okay.
In like December of last year.
Oof.
And as soon as he went out there, the fucking world stopped.
Damn.
Yeah, so.
If you haven't noticed, Chance, I put up some more foam paneling.
I didn't notice.
Oh, okay, good. Wow. I haven't finished the rest. I put some over there, and I put some there, but I still got a little bit more to do.
You can turn this into a recording booth.
I mean,
make some drop some singles.
Well, oh, you mean music?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like ADR because sure. We did our last ADR session for our.
Oh
film.
Yeah. That's when I was bedridden.
Right. Yeah. Which is coming out very soon. Hopefully sometime in the spring. We should be done with it.
Spring 2021.
This summer. Do your voice.
What anyway. This spring. Clubhouse Films presents.
Oh, it's so stupid.
Laundry
I love
Day.
It. Laundry Day. Oh my God. Maybe that's the new name for it. Anyways, we're here to talk about Wonder Woman.
1984.
We don't have any news. there's no news this week.
Yeah, there's no fuck the news. We talk about the Mando, though, because we didn't talk about...
We'll have a full episode coming on it. But,
the finale.
Yeah, but...
What'd you think?
Hot damn.
Finale.
It was pretty great. However, I feel like... Mm-hmm. Half of the shit that, because like, so this is so hard. Because it's only 8 episodes, right? It's 8 episodes. I feel like they wasted a few episodes with bullshit.
Well, with any show, there's going to be filler.
Right.
Like, not every episode is building lore. And think about it from a director's standpoint. You come onto a show for an episode. You don't always want to deal with lore and building the story and blah, blah, blah. You kind of want to have some fun and do some shit.
Depends on who you are, my brother.
But, yeah.
I don't know. I Breaking Bad is one of the shows that always comes to mind that, like, was always moving, was always something, like, moving the plot or the characters' stories or something like that pertained to the greater story. But, like, what the fuck was, you know, the purpose of him being on that ice planet? You know, like in the grand scheme of things, it didn't really matter. That being said, though, the finale was amazing. It was great. I mean, there was great tension there.
I thought...
did I take notes on that? Maybe.
All the shit with Bo-Katan. So, the Darksaber thing. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like... They kind of retconned something. Because in Rebels...
I haven't seen Rebels.
Bo-Katan is in that.
Oh.
And somebody gives her the Darksaber. And they're like, here. And she's like, oh, okay, thank you. And she just takes it. And I'm like, okay. And then in this, they're like, he's like, here, take it. She's like, I can't. I have to win it in combat. And I'm like, since when?
They just gave Bo-Katan the Darksaber?
Yes. And then she lost it to Moff Gideon in between
Somehow.
That time.
Yeah, we don't know.
And then now, he's like, here, take it. I yield. She's like, nah, it don't work like that. Hmm. And I'm like,
maybe
why
she has to take it from
I don't know, so
that's weird.
But yeah,
yeah,
other than that,
maybe there's an age limit.
Luke was a height requirement to take it from
you
have to be under what, 5 feet?
Yeah,
because I can't remember her name,
the girl, purple haired girl.
No,
she's another Mandalorian.
Green Twi'lek, I think. Is she a Twi'lek?
No. I don't know.
Whatever, the green chick with the tentacles that hooks up with...
Tentacles.
With the... What's his name? Kanan.
I don't know.
Kanan
Jarek,
the blind guy with
Kanan
the...
Kanan Jarek.
The lightsaber.
Cool name.
Yeah. He was the apprentice of Mace Windu's only apprentice. I can't remember her name.
He was the apprentice of Mace Windu's apprentice.
Yeah. Mace Windu only had one apprentice.
Macy Mace.
Yeah, so he's the line of Windu.
Did you see what Star Wars posted for Mace Windu's birthday?
Yeah, Samuel Jackson. I said, this
party's
isn't the...
not over yet.
Yeah. I don't want to see him come back.
What? Not at all?
What is he going to do, bro?
I don't know, but even a scene, though, or even a flashback, that would be cool.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oscar the Grouch over here.
But Mace Windu was the second in command to the entire Jedi Order, and he's just been sitting on his ass the whole time? Like, even during the rebellion, like, he didn't do anything?
Well... What about Captain Marvel? She was off doing other shit.
Saving other planets.
Right. Why can't he be doing the same thing?
That wasn't what he was doing.
How do you know?
Why haven't
he,
we...
He had his arm
chopped
off.
Jedi were illegal. Like, to have a lightsaber was illegal.
Well,
and no one heard anything about... Like, that's the thing I don't like about there's another, like, this goes into play with fucking Wonder Woman. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
But I don't like prequels, like when you go backwards in time and you start coming up with new shit, it fucks with the continuity of everything that's already existed. And it's just like, well, now, because you did this, this doesn't really make sense.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. Not in every case. I feel like
a character like Mace Windu, for him to be as passive as he would need to be to not have been involved with anything, I'm just like, okay, fine.
I get where you're coming from.
Fine. Whatever. Cool. Like, he got tossed out of the fucking window or whatever after getting his hand chopped off.
Yeah.
And what did he do after that? He just limped along. He was like, all right, I guess I'm just going to go away. And, like, the Jedi Temple was burning down. He didn't do anything about that.
Maybe he didn't care. Maybe he didn't care. What do you think they're going to do with Baby Yoda, Grogu?
I don't know. I would like there to be, like, a little bit of a time jump. But, I mean, how much is he really getting? I mean, he's already 50.
Yeah, it'd have to be another, like, 100 years.
And Mando would be dead. Right. Speaking of that, you know what's funny?
What?
Boba Fett is supposed to be a lot younger than Bo-Katan. Because,
really?
Yeah, he was a child during the Clone Wars.
Wasn't that like 40 years ago, though?
But he's older than her now.
Well, he would be, wouldn't he?
No. If he was a child and she was a grown woman during the Clone Wars.
She was a grown woman during the Clone Wars? That's not possible. Because this takes place after what? What episode? Episode 6, right?
It's like 5 years after episode 6.
So that's like, but the Clone Wars at that point was like 30 years ago.
She was an adult woman. I don't know how Mandalorians age.
Oh my God, they're humans. Whatever.
I don't know how they age, man.
My sister said that, who knows if this is true or not, but she said she kind of drones off listening when we start getting real nerdy. Mm. I think this would be the point.
Well, okay, so we see at the end, Boba goes back to Jabba's palace. Hang on, wait. Are we skipping? Luke shows up. We need to talk about that.
Luke shows up. That's great.
CGI was a little janky.
I liked it.
It was like, I didn't care because it was Luke. Mm-hmm. But when I first saw him, I was like, wow, it's Luke. And then he started speaking, and I was like, this looks like a video game. Like, it looks like one of the old, like, PS2 games, like Rise of the Republic.
Wow. It doesn't look that bad.
It was very noticeable, and it was very distracting. It took me out for a split second. I was like, okay, it's a little rough. Like, it doesn't look like a real I can tell I'm looking at a CGI rubbery looking face, mm-hmm. balloon face. Mm-hmm. But I got over that. It was cool to see him take Grogu. I cried.
You cried?
Oh my God, yeah. Oh, when he took his helmet off, bro.
Yeah, I don't care.
That got me. What? Are you human?
I've never cried at a movie,
dude,
or TV
that
show.
That shit got me. I was like,
honestly, I think I'm a sociopath.
And then I stopped. Once R2 showed up, I was like, oh, okay. I smiled and I was like, all right, I'm good.
You ever see those memes where it's like PTSD of Yoda smacking him? And he's like, fuck, not another one of those.
Do you think R2 knows Grogu from the temple? Because it seemed like he recognized him.
No.
I mean, R2, that was his stomping ground.
R2 was in the temple?
Yeah, he's with Anakin all the time. That was Anakin's droid.
But yeah, I mean, like, he was always in the ship.
He was rocking with him all the time.
I guess.
I'm sure R2's been in the temple. He kind of is, though. Droids are kind of pets.
And so is Baby Yoda.
True. Well,
kind of. He's a baby.
Yeah.
But there are some theories that, like, Mace hid Grogu. You're so
how would
Mace.
He have known to hide him?
It
would have had to have happened after he got fucked up, though.
Maybe
because
they didn't.
Anyway,
you're such a grouch.
I hate shit like that.
Well, you're not a true like Star Wars fan.
I guess I'm not, even though I've seen all of it. What else?
I've seen all the Twilights, but I'm not a fan of those.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
dude, I was so pissed in that last Twilight. Like, they had this huge battle and they killed Carla, and I was like, damn, stakes.
We should.
And then it turns out it was a vision. I'm like, so everything I just saw doesn't even fucking matter. Like, it didn't even happen.
We should
no.
review those.
No.
Because they're so bad, though. We should watch them. We're going to do
it. My wife loves those movies. It's coming. Oh, my God. Anyway, what else?
Yep. And then we see Boba Fett.
We see Moff Gideon's got some skills with that fucking darksaber.
He's kind of just chopping wood.
When we were watching it, and he was about to spear him, and he catches it. Like Mando's about to spear him, mm-hmm. Moff Gideon catches the spear. Ashley goes, yeah, right. She was like, there's no way he's that fucking good. I'm like, well, you know, if the plot requires it, he can do anything.
It's in the script.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
I quite enjoy getting, you know, more of him.
Yeah.
I like him as a bad guy.
Giancarlo Esposito. Yeah, he's so good. Yeah, I've seen some fan casting. They want him to be a Magneto in the MCU.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because it wouldn't really work anymore for Magneto to be a Jew, because that was so long ago in history. He would be like 100 years old.
Right, yeah.
So people are thinking to make, because the X-Men were based off of the civil rights movement, mm-hmm. and mutants were supposed to represent, mm-hmm. you know, minorities and humans, everybody else. And Charles Xavier and Magneto were supposed to be like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, like two sides of the same coin. So it'd be interesting if they made them black, and that's their, because mutants are the next stage of human evolution. Like they've always been there type thing. And it'd be interesting if they embedded that into the mythology. But anyway, what else happened? So yeah, Boba Fett shows up to Jabba's palace, and finds
that guy got fat.
Bit Fortuna. Yeah, that has to be. It has to come with the job.
Yeah, right.
Like it's huge.
It's part of the job description.
Hey, he's still got slave girl Twi'leks dancing around on chains. And Finnick comes in.
So he's just going to run the whole... Also, they recreated the shot from episode 6 when Luke comes down.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The little pork guys fall. The pigs. It's a cool intro. So she's in it.
So the Book of Boba Fett is in production right now. They're shooting it right now. It's a limited series. It's only going to be one season, or mm-hmm. that's at least what they say right now. So it's going to be one season, and then after they wrap the Book of Boba Fett, they're going to start shooting the Mando Season 3. So Mando Season 3 won't be out till 2022, like January 2022.
Right.
And then
right.
the Book of Boba Fett will be out December next year.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. This dude, Jon Favreau, is basically the fucking Kevin Feige of Star Wars.
I love Jon Favreau. Really
he just did a that chef show he has on mm-hmm. Netflix. He had Tom Holland, Robert Downey Jr., Kevin Feige, and the Russo brothers on. It was awesome.
I haven't watched that, but I've seen some clips. I've always loved Jon Favreau since Friends. It's great.
Didn't he like? Wasn't he like a boxer?
He was like a CEO, like a rich motherfucker who wanted to become the ultimate fighting champion. He wanted to be UFC. Hilarious.
Fucking Jon Favreau, man. What a career.
Yeah.
I like
legendary.
It. I always
and
think
Chef is amazing too.
I think about like Cowboys and Aliens and Zathura, Elf.
Cowboys and Aliens. Did he direct that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Shit, Harrison Ford and what's his name? Daniel Craig?
Yeah, I didn't know he directed that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that movie. It's all right.
It's fun.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not like the best movie ever made.
No, but, not at all. But,
yeah,
it's like the Extraction of the Wild West film, you know?
It's fun.
It's fun to have on in the background.
I don't know what else to say about this episode.
Yeah, shall we get into Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Because I know that's what y'all hear.
So, fucking Wonder Woman.
Chance didn't like this. Let's start off with that.
Directed by Patty Jenkins. Written by Patty Jenkins and Jeff Johns. This is actually her first writing credit since Monster. That came out in like 2001.
Writing?
Mm-hmm. So, stars Gal Gadot, Chris Pine, Kristen Wiig, Pedro Pascal, The Mandalorian himself.
Yeah, another.
Oberyn Martell. Yeah, so this movie is set in 1984 for some fucking reason. It literally, like, I was thinking, like, it was going to be, like, this really cool, stylized, like, period piece. Like, we were going to get some, like, cool, like, techno music like we got in the trailer and all. And, like, we really didn't get...
A little bit.
Maybe
the
a
beginning.
Scene.
Yeah.
And, like...
You're saying it has no reason. I'm thinking of one reason of why it might be set in 84, which was the Red Scare, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Because here's the thing. So, the last time we... In the Wonder Woman movies, the last time we saw her was, like, what? 19...
Yeah, it was, like, 1915.
1915, 1920. So, like... From then to 1984, all the things that have happened in human history really didn't have any impact on this movie, like World War II, Civil Rights Movement, the Cuban Missile Crisis, like you were saying. Like, and the only way this movie touches on the Cuban Missile Crisis is because there's Russians and there's nukes. That's mm-hmm. it. And I'm just like, okay, like, yeah, nothing though about the time period or like culturally what the world had been through was going through in 1984. It had nothing to do with the movie. So I'm just like, they just set it in the 80s just for the fashion, I guess, and for the aesthetic and how everything looked.
Nostalgia. Yeah.
So I'm just, and barely though, they didn't even really do anything with it.
They have one scene where, you know, Chris Pine is dressing up in some funny little outfits.
Yeah, and then he goes out and he sees the world or whatever. He sees all the art and he sees how people are dressing, and these people have super exaggerated fucking mohawks. They're
huge. That was like legit. Like, and people actually did that.
He sees the subway and his mind is blown, and she takes him to the Smithsonian and all that. I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, they switch the roles of her being the fish out of water. Now he's the fish out of water.
Right.
So the whole premise is, spoilers, by the way. The whole premise is they got this fucking MacGuffin, this rock, that can grant you one wish, any wish, but there's a twist with it. Be careful what you wish for. So Diana wishes for Steve to be back, but the catch 22 is that she gets depowered.
She doesn't say it out loud though, which is that a rule? Because no,
are there rules
else,
in this though?
I don't know. Everyone else says their wish out loud and it's granted. She doesn't actually say it.
So,
a little weird.
Steve comes back. But he's not Steve. Right. His consciousness is brought back in some other fucking random guy's body, which was weird. Because I'm like, so this rock can do all these things. It can build walls out of nowhere to divide countries. It can cause sudden death, give people heart attacks. It can make fucking,
destroy.
It can make ice.
Missiles.
It can make ice appear and deport people on a dime. The FBI showed up for corporate corruption and fraud, but it can't physically manifests a dead guy's body. So I'm like, okay.
I guess so.
Then we got Kristen Wiig's character. She plays Barbara. And she's Jamie Foxx from The Amazing Spider-Man 2. She's Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman in fucking Batman Returns. She's that bumbling, you know, nerdy person with glasses. The first time we see her, her briefcase pops open and all her fucking papers fly everywhere. It's so like...
That's a cliche.
Yeah, it's so cliche, and it's they don't done. Do anything new with it. Like, we see her like that, and she makes a wish, and she gets her confidence, and like, the only real characterization she gets is before she couldn't walk in heels, and now she's fucking stomping around in heels. And I'm like, cool. Okay, and like, I get that she gets her confidence and she makes her wish to be more like Diana, and she doesn't realize that Diana's Wonder Woman, so she gets all these... She gets super strong and all this shit. I'm just like, okay. I mean, like, it just didn't do anything for me. And this doesn't say anything to everyone's performances across the board were great. I thought
Fantastic.
Pedro Pascal was great
he
as Max
stole
Lord.
The show.
But I'm just like, I didn't give a shit about any of them, like, especially the end when, after, you know, it's so weird because Diana's lasso of truth doesn't really make people tell the truth in this movie. It just kind of does whatever the writing needs them to do. Like, she used it to speak through him to everybody in the world. And I'm like, can you do that with the lasso of truth?
Also, that didn't make any sense. There was no camera on her. So
first
how
of
is
all,
that being broadcast?
First of all, you have to, he has to physically, like, once Pedro Pascal makes the wish to become the stone, he has to physically touch people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so he's using a fucking satellite and particles.
Well, in the words of the president, that's just a figure of speech. But
like the action sequences were kind of like, in my opinion, they were compared to the first movie, like especially like when she's going through no man's land, when she climbs up out of that trench and she takes out that sniper in that mm-hmm. in that tower.
That's
that
one.
Shit was great. Yeah. In this, the action was all like weird and it looked kind of like airbrushed, like the mixture of like CGI with real in-camera action was just kind of weird. It didn't really... I could tell that I was looking at something that wasn't real, and it didn't flow well to me. Hmm. It's very strange. And so at the end, we get that weird fucking like movie moment with a dad and his son when Pedro Pascal shows up, and his son just comes out of the fucking bushes out of nowhere.
Also, didn't he say, like, well, I wish to have your greatness? And they
no, he said. He said, "My greatness is your greatness," and then his son said, "Then I wish for your greatness."
Oh,
but
okay, I thought it was
so.
The other
they
way
just drop him off. First of all, Air Force One dropped him back off, and I'm like, the gut, why, like, he, it doesn't seem like he got any repercussions for any of the shit that he did. He almost blew the world up.
Also, it's the helicopter, so it's Marine One.
Oh, well, excuse the fuck out of me. They drop him back. First of all, they give him a ride back. They drop him off just somewhere, and he's just, he's yelling for his son, and then his son just shows up. Yeah, he's like, Dad! He just comes out of the bushes, and they run towards each other, you know what I mean? And he's just like, oh my God, son, I love you so much. You're all that matters. And I'm like,
what the fuck is that accent?
I'm like, bro, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, the movie felt like, it didn't feel like a real world. It felt like a Hollywood world. Like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies. Mm-hmm. Those movies, they don't feel like a real New York City. Yeah, it feels like a movie version of...
But that's what they're aiming for.
Yeah, and it's just like, I can't tell if it was influenced from Aquaman, how on the nose Aquaman is, and you know what I mean? How campy and cheap. Like, it's like that on purpose. In this movie, I feel like in Aquaman, it hurt it.
Aquaman is fucking garbage.
Aquaman, it helped it more than it hurt, I think, going for that style. In this movie, like, I mean, you're dealing with fucking fish people and people who, like, literal fish people who have scales and fins.
Try
and
to
people,
make it believable.
How believable can that be, though? I mean... I thought
and
it was
don't
all
make
right.
The movie.
But I don't know, man. I really wanted to like this movie, and I just didn't.
If you had to rate it from 1 to 10, what would you give it? I know you don't do that.
I give it a solid, like, 6.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. But
it's better than I thought you were going to say. So you kind of enjoyed it.
I think Gal Gadot as an actor,
she did much better in this one.
She carried a lot more of the emotional weight. Like that scene where she has to say goodbye to Steve.
Oh my God, that's the best scene.
When she started running, and that growl she gave, it gave me chills. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. And I was like, okay, let's talk about when I was talking about when you go back and you do. So now Diana can fly.
Yes, I know.
And she, what the fuck? This is 1984. So when they're in fucking 2016 or whatever the fuck, Batman vs Superman came out.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't.
She couldn't. Superman had to do most of the work because he's the one flying Doomsday into space and like doing all this shit and fighting. She's just, I'm like, why didn't she fly then?
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
didn't she fly in Justice League? Like if she has this ability.
I wrote that down as well. I thought that was just retcon.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? And like, because they depowered her from jump. From Batman vs Superman, they depowered the fuck out of Wonder Woman, and I'm like, okay.
From because she was more powerful in that than she is.
No, like she's more powerful than the comic book. So the first time we see her, they depowered her a lot, and she's been depowered, and now they're like trying to.
Because in the comics, what could she do?
She can fly. I'm pretty sure she can fly.
Yeah.
Can she fly though? Because what does she need an invisible jet for if she can
carry around everyone else?
Who though? She doesn't have a sidekick.
Not Batman. I was going to the Justice League, but most of them can fly.
They already have it. They have a jet up there, I don't know.
Do they?
Yeah.
I see. I have no fucking clue.
So I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, and then I'm like, is she bulletproof? And if she is, why is she deflecting things? Like, they could just, if bullets can just ping off of her, why make the effort of deflecting them?
I think I said that in our other episode.
And then when she got shot, I'm like, so she is not bulletproof.
Well,
and then we find out that she's depowered. And I'm like,
movie goes all over the place.
Yeah. And I liked Chris Pine.
Yes.
Having him back was fun.
It was fun, yeah.
I mean, he's Chris Pine, you know.
He's very charming in the sense of, like, he's captivating to watch.
I said, I love you, Diana. No matter where I am, I always love you. And I was like, oh, damn. But
the whole exchange with them in the jet. Well, shit, Diana.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
So where they shoot at, that was great.
That's great.
When they flew over the fireworks, I'm like, this is pretty dangerous, isn't it? Like, I don't know. I mean, I've never flown a jet, but I'm quite sure that you're not supposed to fly a jet through fireworks.
No, you can. Yeah, trust me.
And also, he's been dead for 40 years, and he just knows how to, I guess it's like riding a bike.
But I mean, I guess, but like, you know, who's to say, I mean, I don't know, I've never died before, surprisingly. But, you know, maybe dying and waking back up is a snap of a finger. It's just like going to sleep. So maybe it's
I'm
like,
not saying that he shouldn't be able to fly a plane, but that jet was way more advanced than anything he had ever flown before.
Yeah, 100%.
It was from the fucking 1950s. Mm-hmm. Or 19... No, not even. It was 1915?
What, when he first was flying? Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
He's just...
crazy. A gas, fuel, what? You didn't have any of these gauges?
Yeah, like, what are you doing? He just turns it on.
Well, this
all
is
right.
The throttle.
Here we go. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. And then I guess Wonder Woman was the one that She has the ability to make things invisible. Oh, I thought God. That line, though, when she said she made the coffee cup invisible, she said I lost it. And I was like, heh, oh, that was funny.
Yeah,
because it's invisible.
It just came out of nowhere. Though.
Yeah. And when I saw, because she was doing her things with her hands, I was like, what the fuck is she doing?
She's making a water bottle.
I was like, yeah. And I saw the little bubble. I'm like, she's the invisible woman now. And she touched the jet and it went invisible. And I'm like,
so she got that power from her father.
Yes. Who because he made Zeus? Yeah, because he made Themyscira invisible. Speaking of Themyscira, the beginning of that. Yeah,
that was fun.
That was probably the best part of the whole movie.
Yeah, that was
me.
Really good. I think in a, you know, grand scheme of things, is that scene and that sequence really necessary? Absolutely.
Yeah, what
not.
Did it what did it because we so she does these games, it's like
it teaches
fucking,
her you can't
it's like
cheat
the American Warrior Ninja or whatever the American hell Ninja it's Warrior, whatever yeah. the fuck. It's like that for Themyscira. Right. Diana's a little kid and she tries to cheat and her aunt's like Robin Wright snatches her up. She's like, you can't do that, you cheated, blah blah blah. And
did she though?
Yes. She took a shortcut and she didn't
get the checkpoint.
She didn't do the whole course. Yeah. So I'm like, okay. But I was like, oh, okay, so maybe Diana's gonna like have to cheat to win some way.
Well, I guess the whole thing is like she realized that she couldn't cheat, you know, keep him around. That in order to win, she'd have to play by the rules and give up the person she cared about. I guess. But
are you reaching for that answer though? Like it's not clear. It's not clear to me.
I thought of that, but at the same time, I'm like, how many times in your childhood can you remember someone in your life, you know, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, someone sitting you down and saying, you know, in your life, you're not going to be able to do like no. How often do you get someone teaching you a lesson to come back full circle?
I get that in real
life,
but what's the point of you showing that in the narrative and taking time to write that and shoot it if it doesn't pertain to the rest of the movie?
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah,
that's like writing a chapter in a book that has nothing to do with anything that like of the story itself. And I'm like, okay. I mean, cool. And I don't know if you know this. Can you guess what the theme of this movie is?
Good.
Truth, because they say truth at least fucking. Like when we watch that opening sequence and Robin Wright says truth at least 10 times. I was like, I looked at Ashley. I'm like, Jesus Christ. How many times is he going to say true and truth? And then at the end, after she lassoed him, she said something about the truth being beautiful and true and nothing else matters but the truth. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I get it. I know what it's about.
That whole monologue was.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh my intense. God. Bro. And that action, the fight between her and Cheetah, whack. Boo boo. It was so bad. She didn't even really fight her. She just swung around. And
yeah, she defended more than anything.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I get why. And I'm like, damn, they killed Cheetah already? Yeah. I'm like, Cheetah's like a... I don't know much about Wonder Woman, but I do know that Cheetah is like one of her main rogues gallery villains. I don't know any other Wonder Woman villain other than Cheetah.
But she lost her power.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn, they killed Cheetah already? And then she's like, eh. I'm like, oh, she's not dead. She's just, you know, she's just zapped or whatever the fuck. And
how did she not get electrocuted as well?
Yeah, she's in a fucking gold suit. But and that's what Ashley said. I'm like, her father's Zeus? So I guess she's lightning proof and like electric proof.
There's
I
reaching.
Guess? Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. And so that happens. And like, you could tell that the CGI wasn't quite on point. So like, it was very like dimly lit. And and that one close up that we get in Cheetah. And it was, I was just like,
I feel like they changed the look of her from the trailers that we saw. But
I mean,
we
didn't really see her from the trailer.
Yeah.
All we saw was her like land
yeah.
when she was like, super out of focus. But I think the only reason they put Cheetah in this movie because they're like,
we need
Diana can't fucking punch Max Lord because he's a man. She'd kill him.
Is Max Lord a made up character for this movie or is he?
No, he's a comic guy.
Is he okay?
And he don't know much about him, but I know him from the comics.
Okay,
he's been in Smallville. He's been in the Supergirl show.
Really?
Carlisle from Twilight played him in the Supergirl show.
Hmm.
But anyway, you go ahead. I feel like I'm I didn't hate this movie, but it definitely disappointed me. It let me down because like there were so many elements that I like Patty Jenkins, Gal Gadot, like everybody involved. I'm like, I like these people. Mm-hmm. Even like Hans Zimmer's score was good.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It just didn't come together for me.
These films. Yeah, the DCEU films, if that's what the whole universe is called, I don't fucking know anymore. These films are very inconsistent. Like, either they're really good or they're just bad. I felt like this one was more
better than
leading.
Most.
Yeah, definitely. Oh my god, definitely better than fucking Aquaman, Batman v Superman. Better. Than
I don't
those.
Think it was better than Man of Steel. I don't think it's better than
Man of Steel's okay. What else? Looking back on it, it's
I don't
not
know if
bad.
I like. I've only seen Aquaman once, but
it's fucking garbage. I'll never watch that movie again if I don't ever have to. It's fucking garbage. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
What else is there? Shazam. I don't know
Shazam
if I like.
Shazam was fucking great.
I don't know
I
if I like Shazam.
Shazam
more than I probably do like Shazam more than this.
I like Shazam more than this.
I don't know. Maybe it's the performances in the cast that would give this movie a leg up to Shazam for me. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So I've got quite a few notes. I was really trying to like give this because for the most part, yeah, I hate these DC films. But I was really trying to give this one a chance, and I actually enjoyed it. I had a fun time watching it.
Okay. Like, the movie is entertaining, for sure. There are entertaining elements in it, and it can keep your interest. But for me, I just didn't feel anything for the movie.
What I'm trying to say.
And,
yeah.
Like, it's just a hollow movie, kind of. It's like an empty-calorie movie. And, like, the only part that got me was the love aspect, because I'm a sucker for love sometimes.
Yeah, I think, you know, films should serve a purpose in whether it's like it makes you feel something, you have a good time watching it, or you know, it leaves you questioning. I think those are three really big things that a film should do because, in you know, it's art, mm-hmm. and you got to do something. So, yeah, if anything, I don't think it really made me, like, think of anything or change my way of thinking or life or anything like that, but it definitely I had fun watching it. That's the, you know, least I can say. You know, I like that we're so starting off from the beginning. I like that we got to see more of her home. What's it called?
Themyscira.
That was fun. I thought the shots reminded me of like a BBC documentary, like sweeping over the waterfalls. Yeah, yeah. And
it
stuff,
was beautifully shot.
Yeah,
like,
it was nice.
Like when she jumps on that fucking teeter totter thing and it like.
That was cool. Smart. But the cinematography throughout is nothing to, you know, shake a stick at. It's not that amazing.
There's nothing to write home about.
Yeah. It's just fine. It's all right. I couldn't say that there's any, like, really bad shots, except for one when Chris Pine is, like, when she's going to get her golden armor, maybe? I don't know. But they're back at her place. And he's looking out the window and he turns around and the camera just holds on him for like just a little too long, like an extra second or two. And it's like,
he's just
standing there looking like, what the fuck are you doing? And he goes over to that picture and he looks at her. But that's not a bad shot. It's just awkward.
I want
to
know something.
Yeah.
So when they're in bed and they've slept together, does she sleep with that guy? Because, I mean, he is that guy.
Yes, I think she
sees him as Steve, but he's not physically. He's not Steve.
See, I don't think she really sees him.
Because that's what
Steve.
She said. She said because when he's looking in the mirror, she said, "I only see you."
I think that's just a figure of speech. I think you know, if like she's only sees him as like she sees the man that she loves. Mm-hmm. In reality, do I really think she only sees him? Well, no, because he's not changing his actual physical
appearance.
That
shit was so confusing. Like when
it
the
was
camera
confusing.
Was spinning, I was like.
I thought that it was someone like playing a trick on her, trying to dupe her. But then he's like,
but he said that, yeah, he was like, I can save today, right. And you can save tomorrow. And I'm like,
then
he puts
the
watch
like,
in her hand.
That's...
And I'm like, and then it turns around. And I'm like,
that's Steve Rogers.
Like, we're sitting there, and Ashley literally looks at me. Steve Rogers. I'm like, I don't know. Just keep watching. I was like, I hope they explain
just
it.
Go with it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sure they'll tell us something. I hope.
Oh, was that it?
Oh, yeah, gone. I'm talking off of what you're saying.
So I thought the opening, opening was fun. It, you know, it got me hooked. The girl who plays young Diana, who I think is from the first one.
Probably.
I can't remember. That's too long of a gap. So they had to recast.
Oh, when did Wonder Woman come out? Like 2017?
I thought it was before that. 2016, I thought. I don't know.
Okay, I'll look it up. Keep talking.
I'll keep talking. But she did great. With you know the small amount of time that she was in it, and working with kid actors, sometimes it's either a big pain in the ass or it's really good.
2017.
Okay, so it means they probably shot it in late 2015, 2016.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, remember, this movie was shot a while ago. This movie was supposed to come out, I think, last year.
Shit, was it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Sure. I didn't know that. Yeah. It's a dope Thunderbird. Always gets me going. Those guys running through the streets in the 80s. And it's just fun to see her saving people.
Yeah.
Like saving the girl from getting hit by the car. And it's just, it's always good to see superheroes actually doing, like, your stereotypical superhero
stuff.
I like when
she's in the mall
stuff.
And she scoops up the little girl. She throws her into the teddy bear.
To the teddy bear. Cool. It's fine. It's fun.
Let's talk about, you know, how every man, I don't know. I'm not a woman. But every fucking man in this movie catcalls every woman. Yeah. And I'm just like, Jesus, is this real life? Hey, baby, why don't you slow down? Why are you going so fast?
I would think maybe it was.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not a bad bitch, so I don't know. And I don't mean bitch in a derogatory way. I mean it in a, you know, cultural way, I guess. Yeah. How people use the phrase bad bitch. Excuse me, hot girl. There we go. Hot girl summer, that shit. So I don't know. You know what I mean? But I'm just like, Jesus, are all men just pigs?
Just if you're a guy, don't be a fucking dick. Yeah. Just treat everyone
with respect. Just don't be a creep.
That's pretty easy.
It.
It's really easy
yeah,
not to be a creep.
It's pretty easy to do.
Back to my notes.
Yes. Back in action.
Yeah, I thought the costume design was good for the 80s. But yeah, again, no point to be set in the 80s. I liked Kristen Wiig. I thought she was fine. While, yeah, I think there's some cliches in there.
Like, her performance was fine?
Yeah. I think she's
like,
doing the best with what she's given.
Do you like? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree with that. I just think her character was poorly written.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, there are definitely those cliches. Drops the briefcase.
It's literally like, have you seen Batman Returns? Tim Burton's with the Penguin and
it's
Catwoman?
Been a long, oh, I've never seen that one, no.
She's literally Catwoman. Hmm. Like, literally. The same. Like, they go through the same arc. And I'm just like, all right, cool.
That's annoying. And then, like, she gets to the party, and now she's in a dress, and, like, everyone stops and looks at her. That's a... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. I'm sorry. It doesn't happen. Maybe they're... I don't know. Who knows? Pedro Pascal, yeah. Amazing job. Fantastic. Probably I haven't seen him in too terribly much, but what I have seen him in, this is probably his best role that I've ever seen him in.
I mean, you got to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I know.
He's only in one season
of
that.
Okay.
But he kills it.
I actually liked this one more than the first Wonder Woman.
Really?
Yeah, and I think I liked the setting of the first Wonder Woman more, but I like... This one doesn't really feel like a superhero movie all that much.
Yeah, she's Wonder Woman like what, three times?
Yes, yeah, something like that.
Maybe
three or four times, yeah. But it feels more like a what the fuck is this? Let's find it and solve it. It's like a mystery kind of thing.
Kind of.
And they're kind of tracking down this guy, and they go all over the world. Well, they really only go to the States and Egypt.
Yeah,
that's it. And back. And wherever, maybe wherever that satellite.
Yeah,
place
wherever
is,
that fucking huge satellite.
Which also. It taps into the entire world's
feet. So there's the huge satellite, that dish, that bounces off a satellite that's in orbit, and that thing
That's not how that works.
Particles to people's TVs.
You can't just hack. Oh my God. There's their own satellites. Russia has their own satellite. China has their
in
own
the 80s?
Satellite. Of course, yeah. They had already Sputnik had already been up there.
Don't get me wrong. I completely agree with you, but.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, it doesn't at all.
That's not how you hack airwaves. Whatever. I thought the action was fine. I thought, again, way too much slow-mo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The action just felt so lackluster to me compared to that first one.
Yeah, I will agree that the first one has better action, except for the last fight. I still hate that last fight in that first film.
Yeah, Patty Jenkins recently came out and told her that the studio pretty much made her do that.
Which I wonder what her original ending was then. Who knows?
Know.
We'll never
know. You know, that's the thing, though. I complain about the ending to that not really meshing with the rest of it, how this huge CGI, just gray thing with explosions. And then in this... There was no real fight at the end, and it was kind of whack. So I don't know. You know what I mean? It's double-edged sword.
Yeah, what's the medium?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought throughout the entire film, while there were small moments where the CGI was a bit lackluster, as a whole, it was okay. It was definitely decent.
Which is like flipping the trucks and all that kind of stuff. That was cool.
Yeah, it was definitely better than even Batman versus Superman.
She was sliding under that truck on that piece of metal. And
very
she,
Indiana
she, like,
Jones.
Fucking flipped it, and I was like, "Cool, ooh, that was cool."
But
when Steve almost gets hit by that bullet, and she fucking laughs.
Bull
yeah.
shit.
I was like, "What?"
That's great because that leads me into my dislikes, and oh my god, I can't wait to shit on this movie. I don't like the grade. It feels like nothing. It just feels like this is how you see the world, whatever. It's too over the top for like, wait, I already said that. But there are definitely moments where it's very cheesy, for sure.
Very hammy.
A lot of cliches.
And even like Pedro Pascal's performance, he is hamming it up,
mm-hmm.
but like in a good way?
In a very good way, yes. The scene where they're getting dressed up, where they're dressing him up in different clothes, that's fun, but at the same time, it feels very ad-libbed. Like, it doesn't feel like there was any script there.
But, oh, look, it's in the 80s. Let's put on some funny 80s clothes. And
mentioning parachute pants. Is everyone parachute now? I mean, it's not really.
Fanny packs.
It's
just
funny. Stupid.
It's funny, right? It's hilarious. He's like, there's so many zippers and pockets.
It's not how radar works. If the plane's invisible, they wouldn't disappear from radar. That's not how that fucking works.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah.
Because the plane didn't disappear. It's just invisible to people. So stupid.
It's magic, though, remember?
No. She just came up with the power out of nowhere to make the plane invisible. So that's ridiculous.
How about when she's lassoing in, like, thin air? Like, after Steve dies and she runs and she fucking... She lassos that building to project herself into the air.
I thought it was a plane.
Nah, she hooked the side of that building.
Oh, did she? Okay, must have been looking down.
She throws herself in the air, and then as she starts to fall down again, she like flings it towards the clouds, and she like pulls herself again. So I'm like, okay, and then that's when she starts to fly.
I don't fucking know. They're definitely retcon a bunch of shit. And my last like major dislike was how the fuck is she talking?
Deer.
Oh.
Family of deer just ran by.
There's a whole... there's four of them. We live right next to a highway, too.
Nice. Better watch out.
I'm going to take a picture.
Are they still out there?
Oh, it's wrong way. Anyways. Deer Watch 2020. What's this segment called? What's outside the window today?
Oh, yeah.
We need to come out with the segment for this. So fucking stupid.
What's out that window?
Oh, God. So Diana's a god, right? These are just
demigod.
My general questions that
She's
I have.
A demigod.
Okay, so that clears that up. The robber in the mall scene, he was really pulling a big Michael Jackson there, if you know what I mean. Oh, because he dangled that baby.
What the f- yeah, I was like,
yeah, what's that
when that happened, he's like, I'm not going back. I'm like, how is this going to keep you
obviously
out of prison?
You're going
to
go back.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, I was like, how is this helping you? And I like how his compatriots, they were on the other side. They're just like, what are you doing? Like, they're just losing it.
Although they have guns, so their intentions are still. Anyways, so. Yeah. She's a god, demigod. She has powers. So herein lies the problem with that. She's been around.
For the past 40 years?
Yes.
And she hasn't aged?
And no.
She's working at the Smithsonian for the past... I mean, they never explicitly say.
That's true.
But yeah, anyway.
But that's the aging. She's god, whatever.
But
neither
what about
just
everybody
Thor.
Else like Diana?
Yeah.
How are you, you know...
Right, yeah. That's true.
How do you look so good still?
But my biggest thing is like, so, just like Voltaire said, or...
who?
Philosopher. Or, as you might know it, Uncle Ben from Spider-Man, mm-hmm. with great power comes great responsibility, right? Mm-hmm. So she has all these fucking powers, but she couldn't save people from concentration camps.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't touch on, like, what role
what
did she play
she been
in
doing? World...
Yeah, well, yeah. That's why I'm like, what was the point of setting this in 1984?
Right.
Like, all the things that have happened
right.
in history since the last time we saw her in her own solo movie to now. Even the things, like, what happened in 84? Like, in that year specifically?
In that year?
Yeah. Okay, here, I'm going to look it up.
Is Fall of the Berlin Wall, I believe, was that year, or maybe 83. But then again, Reagan was president, so... But he wasn't in this film, so I have no
fucking clue.
Gandhi died? Wow. In
84. Or he was murdered.
Jesus.
Fucking the UK and China agree on Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Poisonous gas escaped from some shit. 300 people died in a Indian army attack. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, shit happened. The AIDS outbreak. I don't really need to touch on that.
Yeah, that's true. That's a big one.
You know what I mean? Like, shit happened. Was 1984 a good year?
Are any of them?
Purple Rain.
Ooh. You know what? Fuck it.
They could have had some Prince in there, man. That would have been nice. But I don't know when that came out. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I do.
No historical events that happened in that year had anything to do with this. I'm just like, what? Like, to me, when you name a movie, you know, blank and then the year, I would think that that year has something to do with the story.
Like 1917.
Or like yeah. Or like Blade Runner 2049. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like, what does that have to do with anything other right. than, you know, you see people running around in tights and with huge mohawks. And
The last dislike thing, or the last of my just general notes that I have is, it would be a great character choice if they would have given Chris Pine some really like old sayings to say throughout the film, like good gravy, because you know he's from
what did he say when he saw that plane? He said, "Oh, Betsy."
Yeah,
like
that. Like that's when I wrote that note.
He said, "Look at those gaffers." And I'm like, that's cool. He's like, but yeah,
His
mind wasn't even like I couldn't imagine his mind being blown at the fact that we went to space.
Right.
And he just sees a guy in a spacesuit, and he's like, oh wow, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he just hands him a flyer, and he's like, oh wow. And I'm like, bro, what? A pilot?
Yeah.
From
World War One.
And you say we went to the moon? Like, you mean up there? Wow.
So I gave this movie a 7.5 out of 10. I really liked it. My summarizing thoughts would be Wonder Woman 1984 was fun and engaging throughout the entirety of the film. The visuals, for the most part, were impressive, but nothing mind-blowing or over-the-top, which is a good thing. At its core...
It just amazes me that Marvel can make Josh Brolin a 12-foot fucking grape.
Grimace,
and
yeah.
It looks good, and then there are parts in this, I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, they spent tons of... Yeah, you're right.
I mean, but it's Warner Brothers.
Right.
And it's not like Disney pays for... Like, Marvel makes the movies, and then Disney just distributes them.
Yep.
As to where Warner Brothers, they do both.
Right.
And it's like, they're one of the biggest...
They're a big media house, yeah.
They're one of the biggest fucking movie studios in the world. And I'm saying, how is there questionable CGI? I don't understand that. But yeah.
I have more. At its core... It's a great superhero film with a better than subpar ending. Its lack of resolution for what happens to the villains is a little disappointing, but overall, Diana's story feels solid. It does have some minor flaws, but shouldn't be too awful to take away from the viewing experience. Like, what the fuck happens to Pedro Pascal? So he just destroys
the world. Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
World,
like, there's no repercussions for anything that he did.
And he's just, well, I'm gonna go be with my son now. Same with, though, yeah, I don't know.
He should at least be charged with embezzlement, corporate corruption.
Fraud.
Treason? Yeah, fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Do I think this...
This whole movie felt like a cartoon to me. Like, it felt like it could have been a 2.5-hour animated movie. And
I don't think it needed to be 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it was long as fuck.
Yeah.
And for
way
no reason.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And also, the very last thing that we see...
Oh, yeah. Linda Carter. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Linda... what's her name? Linda Carter?
Linda Carter. She plays whatever that...
She played the original
whoever,
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, the original... Yes, she played the original Wonder Woman in the show.
So...
But she's also the Amazonian that held off the humans with that gold armor so the rest of them could get away.
Oh, that was her. Okay.
Yeah, that was her. So I'm like, so how does she get separated from the armor? So she's not dead. So after she held off all the guys, she was just like, all right, I'm going to take off this armor and then...
And what's the point? Like, what is the
and
point?
And she literally looks right at the camera and winks. She breaks the fourth wall. Yeah. She's like, I've been doing this for a while. Ding! And then just walks away. I'm like...
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, it's fun. It's definitely fun to pay homage. But, like, if you're going to pay homage...
What purpose did it serve?
Yeah.
I mean, I get that it was the post-credit scene. So, I guess it doesn't have anything to do with the overall movie.
Hang on, time for another segment. But FedEx is here.
Oh, wow.
He's just sitting in his truck. I don't know what he's doing. He's typing on a pad.
Oh, that made me think of Castaway. One's going to the Moscow truck. One to the... Well, I don't remember what else he said.
Oh, he's driving away. Damn it, I thought it was our package. Fuck. Nope. So I got to say about that.
Yeah. This movie just disappointed me. I was very excited, but it just didn't do anything for me at all.
I wasn't really excited for this film all.
Didn't do anything for me at all. I was just like, all right, well, I'm never going
to
get those 2.5 hours back.
If you went to it like not expecting anything, maybe you'd enjoy it more.
I don't know. There's still parts of it that I'm like, I'm smarter than
the average bear
plot. You know what I mean? Like then this story, like I can't help. I don't want to say I'm picking it apart, but I at least want it to make some kind of sense. I mean, I get that it's a superhero movie and everything like that, but...
Right. It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not the worst.
It's okay. Yeah, it's not... I definitely don't think it deserves to be torn apart the way I say that now, but... Like I said, it's entertaining, but, like, some people are just saying...
Yeah,
like, it's
dragging
like
it through the mud.
Dumpster fire, and it's like...
I definitely don't think it's that.
Yeah,
and I don't think it's unwatchable. Some people were saying, like, oh, I couldn't even get through it. I don't think that's the case at all.
Yeah. So
I got through
like
it.
Like I said,
just
the performances
fine.
Are what really carried me through this movie. But
give it a chance.
But it's fun to see actors act well.
Right.
You know?
Give it a chance, formulate your own opinions. If you can, be safe about it and see it in theaters.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I was curious about this whole HBO Max shit. I was curious because it's out for 31 days and then it leaves HBO Max and then you have to like rent it to watch it. And I was curious if you could watch it multiple times during that 31 days, and you can. And I was like, oh, wow. So I can watch it as many times. Yeah. And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
But
another nail in the coffin.
How does that equate? How does that, as far as revenue?
Well, they sell it to HBO for one whole lump sum. So, like, per view, they're not getting, at least to my knowledge, they're not getting royalties.
So it's not like a ticket sale to where as many times as people watch it, it equates to a buy.
Right, correct. Hmm. They're getting royalty. They're just saying, hey, we're going to, you know, buy it for
$100 Netflix does? Billion they buy dollars. It, and then whatever else revenue it makes, that's Netflix's money?
It probably, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's like hiring a writer to buy their script. Like, they'll give you a one-time payment of $80,000 to buy that script, and that's it. The money
you know,
that
the lowest
they
can legally pay you is like $50,000.
Yeah, something like that.
That's what they paid Tarantino for. What's the name of that movie? True Romance?
I don't know.
It's got Christian Slater in it. I think that's the name of the movie.
Never seen it. I hate Christian Slater.
Oliver Stone made that movie, I think. And he like completely rewrote it, and Tarantino was pissed. He's like, you don't do that to me.
Got your money.
Yeah.
I'll be fine with it. I'll take 50 grand. Fuck.
Anyway.
I don't really have a watch list because I haven't watched anything.
Something.
What'd you watch?
I watched The Legend of Tarzan, directed by David Yates, the guy who made Harry Potter's five through Fantastic Beasts.
That came out in like 20.
Yeah, with Alexander Skarsgård and Margot Robbie.
That's
and
the first
Samuel
film
Jackson.
LaCrista and I ever saw together.
Really? I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. I liked it. It was enjoyable.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the best live action Tarzan we could get. Because I don't know what else.
I do not remember that movie at all.
You could do with it. Yeah, I thought it was all right. I loved his Tarzan roar, like how they made it. Like,
how did it go?
I can't do it right now.
Or ever? Or
nah. Just not right now.
All right, next episode I'll ask
you. Yeah, I thought it was good. I love Alexander Skarsgård. He's good. I like him a lot.
True Blood. Me too. I do enjoy him.
True Blood.
Sexually.
Eric Northman.
Such a stupid.
I can't believe they're rebooting that. It's not even old enough to...
It's really not. And are they going
to
pick up, or it's a totally
different
thing?
I don't know. I don't know. If they're rebooting it, I don't know why they would pick up from where it left off.
Right.
Who knows? I don't know. That was a wild show.
I still
don't know if I like it or not.
What? True Blood?
Yeah.
I've never finished it. We got to finish it still.
A lot of sex.
So we're going to take a little bit of a hiatus.
Yes. Enjoy the new year.
Yeah.
With our families.
Yeah. Take some time.
Let my face heal.
At least a couple weeks. But we'll be back hot and heavy with some light petting over the clothes stuff.
Maybe. Well, WandaVision starts January 15th, so yes. we'll have some shite to talk about next month.
Yeah, we'll get an advanced screening
new content.
Of it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get a screener.
Because we're influencers.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for I think we are going to actually, Chance and I were talking about it, I think we are going to start a TikTok, so be sure to look around for that. He's so pissed. He's not even saying anything.
My co-star from one of the films I worked on, he made a TikTok, and I was like, and then I seen it on his Instagram story, him dancing. I skipped the fuck out of it. I'm so sick of this
Snapchat,
shit.
Snapchat, then?
No, it was on Instagram. Like,
no, I know. But you gotta like, meet me halfway. Like, TikTok or Snapchat? Which
what
one
are we going to do, bro? We're going to dance? We're gonna make videos of what?
We're not going
to
do
just,
that.
We're going to make videos of us just sitting here talking to the mic?
No, but we could make funny videos of our daily lives just going throughout. Like, oh, man, it would have been awesome if you would have filmed you getting hurt.
No. I'm trying to suppress that.
And then you could be like, don't forget to check out Reviews of the Clubhouse.
I sent a video to my cousin, and I was like, I'm fucking Nick Fury in this trailer. It was when my eye was completely swollen shut. Oh. And then he called me. He's like, what happened? And I explained it to him. He's like, I thought you were, he's like, is he on a film set? Is that makeup? He's like, nah, no makeup's going to make his eyes swollen like that. And he just calls me. He's like, what the fuck? No one just be like, yeah, man, I got jumped. But I was like, nah. That's a cooler story than, you know.
Yeah. The reality of it.
Yeah.
Guys, if you miss us, well, then just listen to our old episodes.
Yeah, take this time.
This is
time
episode 48.
Know, take this time to catch up.
That's right. And when if you do, have a friend, you know, listen with you. You know, we can get our name out there. Come on. Let's make Reviews from the Clubhouse a household name. I've probably said that before. I'm sure I have.
Tell your parents it's the bee's knees.
Yeah. Our age group demographic so far is 23 to 27.
That's not very big.
No, but I mean, like, that's the highest. I mean, we have listeners from 18 to 22 and,
I suppose,
and
that's a
28
small demographic.
To like 35. But
like, what do we talk about? I guess we're in that age bracket.
Unfortunately, so I'm
what
almost
like?
Out of that.
I don't like anything but pop culture shit. That's not true. But what do people our age get into? Like, that aren't like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Crochet. Baking?
LaCroix.
Oh, God. Fuck LaCroix. What are we talking about right now?
I don't know.
Do you have anything else to say before we end the show out of nowhere?
I have to go to the toilet so bad.
You have to go to the toilet?
Yes. To the loon.
Oh, God. To the loon?
Isn't that what it is?
It's loo. L-O.
Whatever the fuck. I'm not British.
Oh, I think loo. L-O.
All right, guys. Goodbye.
Oh, wait.
Happy New Year. What?
I want to say goodbye.
Oh, okay.